This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, October 12th. God's word for you today is the process. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. And it says, "For our momentary light distress, this passing trouble is producing for us an eternal weight of glory, a fullness beyond all measure, surpassing all comparisons, a transcendent splendor, and an endless blessedness." Four big picture things you need to keep in mind to help you keep pushing and praying. The first is, God sees, God knows, God rewards. The second is, all things are working for your good. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose for them. Not a few things, not some things, not a lot of things, but all things." All things mean all things. Even the things that the enemy has brought your way, God will cause it to work for your good. Even things you did to yourself, God will cause it to work for your good. When you understand that God sees, God knows, God rewards, when you understand that God causes all things to work together for your good, you can be in a place where you are able to keep praying. You do not give up because you know that the result will be in your favor. Thirdly, you are also able to go through the process because you know without a shadow of doubt that the process of pain produces promotion. You may be going through pain and it is tough, but the process is going to produce promotion. Everything that the enemy has brought your way for evil, God is going to turn it around for good. One thing I never do is covet other people's anointing or grace. And the reason is that behind the grace is the pain, and behind the anointing is the process. Everybody has their own path. The grace that you need to fulfill your destiny is not the grace that I need to fulfill mine. You probably have heard people say, "I covet the grace and anointing on so and so. Mr. A wants the anointing of Mr. B. Why do you want to do that? Can you really handle it?" In Matthew chapter 20, verse 20 to 22, the mother of James and John came to ask Jesus to include her sons in his glory, one on his right side and the other on his left side. Jesus said to them, "Can you drink the cup? The truth is, there is no crown without a cross." 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 says, "For our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever." Your trouble is producing. Your pain is producing. Ask a pregnant woman. She may not feel like it, but it will produce at the end of the day. She's uncomfortable. Her stomach is sticking out, but it is going to produce. The process of pain always produces promotion. Let us pray. Father, I decree according to your word that the pain and troubles I'm experiencing are producing promotion, not demotion for me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.